Rescuer in recovery. No one is effing coming to save you. Rescue yourself. By Justin Lodge. Narrated by Justin Lodge.
Dedication. This book is dedicated to the memory of Brother Dominic Serratello, a brother from another mother who passed away far too early for my liking in the first few days of 2021. He was committed to helping other people, and like me, he was a rescuer. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is not. By Henry Van Dyke. That's for you, Brother Dominic. Rest in peace, my brother. My book publisher encouraged me to riff off the side as I record this audiobook. And so what I want to do is add to the text that I've written in my book. And I want to say how much I love Brother Dominic, how amazing he was in all of his different endeavors. And I miss him a lot. And so does his family. And I hope that by me dedicating this book, it gives his family some consideration of the legacy that Brother Dominic leaves in all of our hearts. Rest in peace, brother. Preface. I worked so hard to do the right thing in my first marriage. I worked so hard that I gave myself double pneumonia. When I also failed to rescue my second wife, then I nearly killed one of my best friends when I lost control of my anger and my distress. There are many people like me who adopt the role of rescuer and choose to stay in a dysfunctional relationship. The risk is, like me, that you might lose control and harm yourself or someone else. Get working on your own self-care and your own safety. Choose to rescue yourself first. Being a rescuer is one point on the drama triangle that we unconsciously adopt as a result of childhood adversity. Like me, you may very well be a rescuer, operating on a point at the drama triangle, in an unconscious trance, disempowerment. You will find that being an aggressor is also there too. It might not be the confrontational type of anger. Sometimes it's passive-aggressive expression in negative self-talk, such as asking, "Why am I so broken?" Being a victim will be there too. It's just that we've jumped to the rescuer or aggressor position on the drama triangle to get away from being a victim. Being a rescuer is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It has positive traits as well as negative traits. Massive self-sacrifice for the common good that is celebrated by Western society illustrates the positive traits. For example, Joan of Arc, Mother Teresa, and Diana, Princess of Wales. In this book, we dive into the shadow side of being a rescuer to show what is not working and why. We look at what you can do to choose to embrace the shadow side of the rescuer, to love it and let it go. This book shows you how to choose to rescue yourself first. In this book, you will read stories of my past and my family and how being a rescuer is part of my generational heritage and how I learned to rescue myself first. You will learn about the opposite polarities to aggressor and rescuer and how I integrated them to create a strong spine and a powerful heart. And you will find out what you can do to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?